Hey guys, welcome back to...
She's taking a photo.
Eugene. Again, let's go. Hey guys, welcome back to episode 6 of This Week at WIC. My name is Sun Kim.
And I'm Eugene.
And we are actually recording in the library. So it's actually our first time. I usually never speak this loud and this clearly in the library. So it's really like awkward for me too.
It's just weird that we're sitting on the library couch.
And with a microphone, yeah. Right? And then our sound technician's like right next was like kind of looking like he's DJing. it's kind of really weird. But should we just jump into our first segment?
Yeah.
Casual talks with the co-host. Okay. So, okay. Honestly, there are so many things for us to talk about. But I think like some people don't know those topics. I think it needs to like incorporate a wider audience. So let's talk about what everyone's talking about in our school and like even the adults. AirPods. So if you don't know what AirPods are, those are $250 wireless earphones from Apple. And they're very, very famous and popular. I think the primary reason why is basically because it's made by Apple. But other than that, I heard that the sound quality is good. It has great calls and everything.
It's not good. The sound quality is not good.
I mean,
it's the same as like the actual earphones, just like with the, yeah. With the like true.
the wires.
Yeah, the wires.
I
oh
mean,
my God.
Technically, but then I think I would say that they are overpriced for $250. But then I'm kind of used to Apple doing that, like overpricing
True.
Stuff. So like I was like, okay, it's Apple. Plus, if it's Apple, I feel like I can still trust with its like build quality.
By the way,
I use Samsung as my phone, so I can't really say that. Okay, but one of the things that makes the AirPods stand out is I think the build quality, and then the one most intriguing factor that I think is like the snap of the AirPod. So the AirPods are contained
ASMR.
Yeah, the AirPods are contained in a plastic container, and then they have a little lid that you can open and then put the AirPods out, and then they have magnets between the lid and the container. So if you listen to the sound, it's not that like loud, but it's very subtle. And then, but when you do this like a lot of times, then
it's like oddly satisfying.
I can do this for a year and I'll still be happy every time I snap an AirPod.
No.
So, I mean, I heard that they're going to be like noise canceling AirPods. I don't know.
Yeah, I heard from AirPods 3. I heard from from the Google that
from Google. Such a reliable source, right?
From Google that it's gonna come out perhaps like before 2019 ends, mm-hmm. which is kind of broad, but whatever. And there's gonna be noise canceling, and uh-huh. there's gonna be like a variety of colors, probably.
I mean, okay, honestly, when the AirPods
came waterproof.
Ooh, I mean. When the AirPods first came out, they kind of looked like
bean sprouts.
and then actually, I was the one who was like, it kind of looks bad. Like, why would you have like $250
exactly.
worth of shower heads next to your ear for the whole time? And I now have $250 of shower heads next to my ears for the whole time. Huh? Toothbrush.
So
yeah.
I still don't like how it looks, but the only reason I want to buy it when it comes out this year. Later on is because it's just convenient than like it's just convenient like
I mean,
and I also like uh-huh. like that there are a lot of like cases that are really cute and pretty.
I mean, I would say that AirPods aren't the best in sound,
mm-hmm.
but the customizable factor of AirPods, like there are a lot of cases available. I think that's one of the main factors that make AirPods so popular.
Yeah.
Okay, then
let's move on.
So let's move on to our next segment, events. So grade 11 is on OE. Unfortunately, as bad as I want to be on OE, I got some workshops and some injuries, so it will be really sad for me to not participate in the grade 11 OE.
Wait, you're not going to OE?
Yeah, no, but I'm really sad because, like, remember I was the one who interviewed them? So, like,
but aren't you 11th grade?
Yeah.
But like, you're not going?
Yeah.
Is that okay?
I mean, okay, I got my ligament torn on my left wrist, and then I said, I kind of was like, I mean, I can still like hike, and then they were like, no, you're gonna like, it's not gonna be good
you're
for
lucky.
The group. Have you ever broke your ligament?
I mean, I'm not saying that it's good that you broke like that thing, but then like it's, you're lucky that you're not going. But I personally like OE, so it's okay. I don't care.
Yeah. Next up, we have band night on the 26th.
Yeah, I'm not banned.
Great. And grade 11, the first team is going to come back from outdoor education on the 27th, Friday. And the second OE team is going to come back on the 28th. And now let's jump into our next segment, college visits.
Woo-hoo.
Yay. Okay. I'm not going to be at those college visits, but this one I'm especially like excited for those of y'all who are going to participate.
So on Monday, the 23rd, we have Cambridge University and Johns Hopkins.
Okay. On 24th, we have the University of British Columbia and Baylor University.
On Thursday, the 26th, we have KU University.
And on the 27th, we have College of Worcester, Kenyon College, and my favorite college that I really want to go to, and it's my dream college, and I really hope I get in, National University of Singapore.
Woohoo!
Okay. And I'm going to come to school on Friday. No, I'm just going to come here like on Friday just because of the Singapore visit.
Okay.
Are you going to, I mean, ninth graders? I don't think, do you guys also come to college?
I don't know. I never did. But I was always considering, but I never did until now.
I mean, okay, I heard that.
I don't like it that they have it in lunch. I have to have lunch in a peaceful way.
That makes sense. I mean, okay. No, I just want to express how unfair it is for 11th grade, especially to miss on the college visits for Cambridge University and Johns Hopkins. A lot of us really want to go to these two universities. And okay, for seniors, like the application is kind of over, right? And then it's not over. Never mind. Our sound technician just said, "Ah." Which was a clear sign of no. Okay. There might be some varying opinions. Eugene is quaking.
No, I'm not.
Okay. Now, let's move on to our next segment. Mark Lee from Junior is going to bring us some literature picks. Take it away, Mark.
Hi guys, welcome to another CI Lit Pick, run as usual by Mark Lee. Today we are going to be talking about Atonement by Ian McEwan. So I actually didn't know this book was in the library. I myself picked it up at a bookstore outside school. But fortunately the book's in the library, so you know, you can check it out. I think the copy is available right now, so if you run fast to the library, maybe you'll get a look at the copy. So, Atonement, what is this book about? This book is basically about a family, the Talluses. They have the youngest daughter, Brienne, the eldest daughter, Cecilia, the eldest son, Leon, and then there's, of course, you know, the mother, Emily Tallis, who has frequent migraines, so she often is laid down in bed. And then there's Jack Tallis, the father, who is frequently absent from the home because he's busy at work. So generally, the Tallis children are, you know, alone in their family home in a generally well-to-do setting, along with friends like Paul Marshall, etc. And one day, because, you know, the Talluses, they do have relatives, and Emily's sister, Hermione, has recently divorced her husband, so Hermione's children, which makes them Emily's nieces and nephews, come over to the Talus residence to stay for an indeterminate amount of time. Now, during this, there's another character that shows up. His name is Robbie Turner. He's basically the Talus's gardener's son. So he's a very close acquaintance of the Taluses. And what most of the characters in this novel do not know is that Robbie, the gardener's son, and Cecilia, the eldest Talus daughter, secretly harbor a deep, deep affection for each other. The only person who realizes this, or at least sees the outcome of their affection, is Briony, the youngest Talus daughter. But Briony has an unbelievably vivid imagination, and the result of her imagination, in many ways, is the downfall of both Robbie Turner and Cecilia Talus, the original star-crossed lovers of this book, Atonement. Now, I am being kind of purposely vague about the plot of this book, because this book is really fun, but I don't want to spoil it for you, okay? You gotta go to the library and read the book. All right, that's it. Enjoy the book for today, and see you guys back next week.
Thanks. Now let's move on to
birthdays.
Oh, I have no energy. I'm so sorry. From 9th grade, we have Dohan.
From 10th grade, we have Jake.
And from 11th grade, we have Heidi.
Happy birthday. Oh, okay. and by the way, yeah. This week on Friday, we have varsity volleyball going to Jeju.
Oh, yeah, that too. Yeah. Sorry that we missed on the athletics. And that will be a wrap-up for this episode of This Week at WIC.
Bye!
No. That will be a wrap-up for this episode of This Week at WIC. If you want to become a member of This Week at WIC, please send us an email, songdo-thisweek@chadwickschool.org. Also, stay updated on Instagram and Twitter at WIC This Week. Lastly, you can subscribe to us wherever you can get your podcasts on, including Spotify. Oh, so our sound technician just said, okay.
Hey guys, Sparsh here, and I just wanted to say that now that we have a moving recording station,
yeah,
you can come over to the library or wherever we're recording and join in. We have an extra mic waiting here just for you. Bring some friends, and you can join in the discussion if you'd like to.
Ooh.
Awesome.
It's right in front of Ms. Buchanan's office, so it's just really convenient. Just drop by. We won't hurt you. So, yeah.
Sun might bite.
No. Bye.
Bye.